Masechet Menachot Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. In the end of the last Mishnah, we mentioned that the Kometz and the Levona are Me'achkevin Ze'etze. They're both considered to be essential parts of the Korban Mincha. And when you don't have both of them, then the whole Korban is not accepted, is lacking. If you're lacking in one of them, then the whole Korban is not valid. We'll list in the continuing Mishnayot different pairs of things of a mitzvah that consists of different parts, and we'll learn if the different parts are considered to be essential to each other or not. Mishnah says, Shene se'ire Yom Kippur me'akevin ze'etze. The two goats of Yom Kippur, the se'ir la'azazel and the one that's la'Hashem, are both essential, and they are me'akev ze'etze. They push each other off. That means if you don't have both, you can't continue with that service. Shene kivse aseret me'akevin ze'etze. The two lambs of Shavuot that are brought together with the shtei lechem are essential to each other, and if you don't have them both, you can't do that part of the avodah. Shtei halot me'akevot zo etzo. The two loaves of Shavuot, the shtei lechem, are essential to each other. If you don't have both of them, you cannot do the offering of the shtei lechem. Shnei sedarim me'akevin zo etzo. The two stacks of lechem apanim are essential to each other. If you don't have both stacks, you cannot go through with the lechem hapanim. Shenem bazichin me'akivin ze'etzeh. The two spoonfuls of levona that are placed right next to the lechem hapanim are also essential to each other. You need both. Hasedarim ve'habazichin me'akivin ze'etzeh. And that not only are you need two of each of them, but the stacks of lechem hapanim and the spoonfuls of levona are essential to each other. If you don't have both of them, you cannot go through with all of it. Shenem minim sheba nazir, the two types of bread that the nazir brings when he's finished with his nezirut. Shelosha sheba para, the three items that are burned with the para aduma. Those are the cedar, the hyssop, and the red wool are all added to the fire when the para aduma is being burned for the ashes that's going to be combined with water in order to purify somebody who was in contact with a dead body. All those three items are essential to the burning, to create the Avodah Zarah ashes. Arba'a sheba todah, the four kinds of bread of the Korban Todah. Arba'a sheba lulav, the four species of the lulav. The lulav, the etrog, the hadas, and the arava. Arba'a sheba mesorah, the four items needed for the purification of metzorah. When a person has sara'at, you need four items: cedar, hyssop, red wool, and a live bird. They're dipped together in water and used to sprinkle the water onto the individual with sara'at. They're all of these things that we mentioned are me'akivin ze'etzeh. They're all essential to each other. If I don't have every component, all the parts that are needed, you cannot continue with what you need to do. Sheva hazayot sheba para me'akivot zo'etzeh. The seven sprinklings of the blood of the para aduma are me'akev ze'etzeh. What happens before the para aduma is burned right outside of Yerushalayim is the Kohen takes the blood and sprinkles it seven times near the Kodesh HaKodashim. And if you don't have these sprinkles done, you can't go through with the para aduma. Sheva hazayot shel ben habadim v'she'al haparochet v'she'al mizbeach hazahav. The seven sprinklings of the blood of the inner hatat offering between the poles of the Aron on the parochet and on the golden mizbeach inside are me'akevot zo'etzo, are essential to each other. We're talking about here the Yom Kippur goat sacrifice, which is an essential part of the Yom Kippur service. When standing inside the Kodesh HaKodashim, the sprinkling of the blood of the goat and the bull are sprinkled in the direction of the Aron. He sprinkled the blood of each animal one time in an upward motion and seven times downwards. Ahat, ahat, ve'ahat, all of that is done to the blood over here in the Kodesh HaKodashim. After all of that is done, what the Kohen Gadol would do is he would stand inside the Hechal and he would sprinkle the blood towards the Parochet, which is the curtain separating the Kodesh HaKodashim from the Hechal. And likewise over here, it's one upward motion and seven downward sprinklings of the blood of each Korban. And everything we're talking about is Me'akevot Zo'etzo. You need a perfect service to be done, all the sprinklings to be done a certain way, and everything to be done in the location that the Torah specifies.